you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports.
Tom Dustin. I love that clip. I love that clip. Richard Reese with us. Morning. Also NFL white hat, Cleet Blakeman in the studio. Thanks for joining us, Cleet. Appreciate
Absolutely. It. Absolutely. Happy to be here, guys.
See you every Sunday.
Where are you off to this weekend?
Nashville, Tennessee.
All right.
And you haven't had a cold game yet. We're talking about this. You got a Cleveland game coming up, right?
Yeah.
That won't be cold there in December at all.
No. Have one of those late.
What was the brutalest? What was the most brutal cold game you've been at? I think we talked about this. That Packer game.
Yeah, right, is that right. One that I was? Yeah.
Puss couldn't survive four quarters. I got him front row seats in the end zone. He couldn't survive four quarters.
No, we made it to the end.
Did you?
Maybe we left 3-4 minutes early because it was like 55-7.
And how cold was it?
Oh, I don't know. You know the crazy part of it, the sun was shining.
Yeah.
So you look out, the sun's shining, but you step out, I'm like, wow.
Yeah, but a lot of times that makes it worse.
It was probably single digits and easily below zero wind chill.
Yeah. Did you wear the wetsuit?
Yeah,
what
do you wear?
Oh, yeah. I got this Under Armour kind of, it's like an Arctic suit, seriously, for like really frigid temperature.
And that goes underneath your actual outfit then.
Yeah. Okay, you only have to wear one layer because this thing is...
Is that good?
Yeah. Is it a onesie?
How do you pee?
Yes, it is.
How do you pee? Is there a zipper in it?
Yeah. Okay. If you got to pee at halftime, it's
Have you ever used the pee tent on the sideline during a game?
No, I have not.
Because I love the pee tent.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do in there a lot. They pull that tent up and the guys pee. So Roethlisberger, they said the other day, I was watching a game about 3 weeks ago. You know, they sit down that thing and the tent comes up. And usually it's a guy's injury.
Right, it's a guy who's injured.
In private. Right. Well, Roethlisberger walked in that tent maybe about three or four weeks ago. It was in Pittsburgh. The announcers are going, what's up? You know, what's up with Ben? He might have been limping. Who knows? And they go to commercial. So I'm going, oh, Jesus. You know, he's 100 years old. And they come back and they say, don't worry about it. He just had to do a nature call. So he must have went in there and pooped or something. So, I mean, that's what have you ever had to pee during a game? Not halftime.
Yeah, there are times.
And
sure.
You just... What? You hold it.
Yeah. Wind that clock.
You stop. You know,
run the ball.
Wind
guys.
The clock. We're running.
Run the ball.
It's not like we can leave, you know?
Oh, no,
like
you can't leave.
On the field, off the field, and they got some, you know.
Remember that?
But we're stuck there for 3 hours.
Sexual harassment aside, I don't want to get into that part, but remember the Paterno running off the field because he had to poop in that game? It was about the mid 2000s. He just ran off.
And he didn't make it.
He ran off like in the second quarter, and then he comes back right before the end of the halftime. And basically, I'm an old man, I got to poop. Well, welcome, Fleets.
Yeah, it's good to have an official here. I don't know if you heard the Who's Taller last segment that Craig did.
I did not.
Yeah. There were some unfair terms, apparently. Yeah. It would have been nice to have your objective referee opinion.
You go under the hood and look at that again.
Yeah, I think there would have been offsetting fouls and we would have done play over.
Yeah. No, Craig was a dick.
Resets.
Penalties on Craig.
Excuse me, a couple birthdays today, one of which my favorite athlete of all time, probably the greatest athlete of all time, Bo Jackson.
Oh, yeah, he's a great athlete.
55 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other guy, you'll remember specifically, not Larry Brown, the basketball coach, but Neil O'Donnell's favorite target in the Super
Jesus.
Bowl.
Oh, Jesus.
That guy.
Larry Brown.
Neil O'Donnell, everything he stands for.
Yeah, he's 48, but who's taller?
I don't care. Neil O'Donnell's dead to me. So I'll just say, Neil was not a short guy, so I'll say Neil O'Donnell was taller.
No, Larry Brown, not Neil O'Donnell. Oh, it's Larry Brown's birthday.
Oh, who's taller, Bo Jackson or Larry Brown? Yeah. Bo Jackson's taller than Larry Brown.
Bo Jackson.
Taller than Larry Brown?
Larry Brown, the
NFL cornerback?
Cornerback, right.
Yeah, he's a D-back, so Bo had to be bigger than the D-back.
So we're all younger than Bo Jackson. That kind of makes me feel good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Makes you feel younger.
No, it doesn't.
Not today. No,
not today.
Bo Jackson, 6'1". Larry Brown was 5'11".
Yeah. See, do right, Craig. That's how you play the game. Don't lead us in. Oh, you tried to. No, Bush tried to screw that up.
At this day in 1987, Bo Jackson made a commercial.
They beat the Cowboys, by the way, if that dumbass doesn't throw two passes that ass had.
Was it only? Yeah, it was two pick sixes.
Got him an MVP, didn't it?
He beat sure the Cowboys did. And got him a new contract with the Raiders. He didn't do dick.
Yep, and he was
out of right after that, Neil O'Donnell went to the Jets. He didn't re-sign with the Steelers, which we didn't care. And he sucked with the Jets.
got you to a Super Bowl. Jeez.
Yeah, well, lost a Super Bowl.
At least you're over that.
No, I'm not. We're on the way to 7 anyway this year. You guys weren't going to hate me more.
We already do.
So 30 years ago today, Bo Jackson made a commercial. He had that Monday night game where he ran for 221 yards, that 91-yard run.
30 years ago. Jeez.
Ran over the
Boz. Long time ago, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so long ago.
And tonight, basically a playoff elimination game, Redskins, Cowboys in Dallas. The Redskins a 2-point favorite there, both 5-6, and still honestly in the playoff
picture. Cleet, you've been on that field. Have you been on that field where that sun comes through and you can't see anything?
Yeah, that looks awful, man.
How do you guys do that? I mean, you're not catching the ball, but you're watching the game.
Yeah, yes, I know exactly.
Why would they invent that? Why would they build it like
looks like Indianapolis is like that, too, a little bit.
Yeah. There's a couple
Minnesota.
Of stadiums.
And Minnesota.
Yeah, no, but Dallas looks the worst.
It's awful, yeah.
It's odd because it may affect 10, 15 minutes of the game.
That's it, 10, 15 minutes. But that's a long time.
But when it is there, it's coming right at you.
Yeah, a defensive back or
wide receiver turning his head to catch a ball, and there's the sun.
So, yeah, a couple years ago we were in that game. I'm like, wow. Because I literally am lined up, but I got my hand over my eyes.
You can't wear shades, can you?
Yeah.
You look too cool.
Because I can't see what's going on.
Who's the douchebag with shades on? That's what I would think.
Now, it was sunny when I went to the Minnesota game, and I didn't notice the sun problem there.
No.
I think they have the stadium configured.
Well, you weren't on
correctly.
The field, though. They do. You're right. It doesn't shine right on the field in that one.
No, it doesn't.
And Dallas is right on the field, looks like.
You should be able to wear sunglasses. I mean, don't they let umps wear sunglasses outside at baseball games?
Well, I think you see them wear them. Maybe you've never seen
them underneath the mask.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys should be.
You know what? There's some guys on the field that do for us.
Yeah, but you're on the mic. Who's this
referees,
cool guy?
They're not. We're not there yet.
Hot ref. You should have worn the shades right after they start calling you hot ref.
Are there rules about
who can wear the
little John Lennon sunglasses, man? Looking all rock and roll.
How you doing?
What are the rules about being able to wear one of those dark visors?
For players?
Yeah.
It's got to be, the doctor has to approve it. They got to submit it to the NFL, and the NFL has to sign off on it. Hmm. The doc basically has to give a medical reason for those dark visors.
Yeah, because a quarterback could actually not, you can't read the quarterback's eyes with those. You don't see a quarterback with
McMahon.
Those.
McMahon.
Yeah, he had a doctor's thing,
the dark visors.
Yeah. He had the glaucoma, I think, so he started smoking weed.
Yeah, weed will take care of
it. That's really out of our jurisdiction. I mean, a guy shows up, I don't say, hey, where's your doctor note or anything like that.
He's taking around, like, oh, man.
We got NFL equipment, guys.
In the locker room.
We got, they walk the sidelines.
So you don't have to deal with that.
No, we don't deal with any of that.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. You got other things more important. Like, what the hell's a catch? You know, with a fumble out of the end zone, crap.
Yeah, man. What is a catch?
I know, Todd, that rule's getting some momentum this year.
It is. It is.
It's happened a few times this year.
It has.
Yeah.
It's been somewhat high profile a little bit, a couple players.
Yeah. Oh, big time, yeah.
So it might get addressed.
Yeah,
in the offseason.
I truly think the team who last actually had possession should still retain
possession. I don't mind if it goes back to the 20 either.
No,
I don't care.
If it goes out of the end zone, fine. Send it back to the 20, but whoever had possession of the ball last should retain possession.
I'm on your side. Cleet's the one that shoots you down every time. And by the way, have you seen, Cleet has a little more power than I do.
I know, but I think deep down Cleet agrees with us.
No, he never cared.
Yeah. But he cannot opine on such situations. He's just got to...
That's crap.
Do what the rule says.
Exact text exchange from Cleet and me. We were both in Florida, but he was at the meetings with about changing rules. And he's hanging out with... he's hanging out with Tomlin, and everybody's on the rule committee. And I'm on the other side of Florida, and I text him, and I say... And I didn't even ask him. He trolled you through me. He said, hey, tell Todd I checked in with that rule... this weekend, the NFL meetings, just a couple years ago. I said, did you? He goes, No.
No.
And I was howling because I didn't even ask. And, I bit. I said, "Well, did you really?" No. And he was at the meeting. He was at the meeting.
Yeah, it was a competition.
Now, could you have chimed in?
Yeah.
Well, every leading into every off season, we always our boss says, "Hey, as a group, you know, officials wise, is there a recommendation you may have for the competition committee on a rule on any kind of rule change,
right.
with regard to anything?" So right. We have the opportunity to kind of add, you know, throw in our 2 cents. But
man, you didn't look at her and what you didn't throw me a bone.
No.
Austin,
I got this. I'm looking for the Brandt Amendment to Rule 12.
No, you just said no.
This is the first year replay has been kind of centralized for you guys, right?
Well,
like New York kind of handles it in theory.
Yeah. Ultimately, this is the first year they have the decision making.
Has that affected the huddles you guys have before you run over and start looking at the little surface tablet thing at all?
No,
not at all.
Yeah. And in reality, is I still have input. But ultimately, the decision is made in New York. Whereas last year and the years before, ultimately, according to the rule book, the ultimate authority was in the referee.
Still right. Yours.
It's most of your input, I couldn't see much because it's on a Microsoft Surface.
Or do you say...
I could use a little bigger screen.
Do you ever say this? Oh, man, they ain't going to like this. Because yeah. Yeah, you're in New York, I'm here, and I'm the guy turning the microphone on and saying it in front of the home crowd.
Well, yeah. New York has called the... this isn't on me, y'all.
I was on your side. I'm on your side.
I had this the other way. New York is overturned.
I had this the other way. Don't kill the messenger.
Have you ever left that mic on by accident? Or?
Hell yeah.
Oh,
man. Times.
That's funny.
Like, man, I really got a crap, and that sun in my eyes is killing me.
I have not had a bad experience with that, but some of our guys have.
Oh, yeah. What have they said? Without swearing. What's the swear words? Oh, yeah, they've dropped an F-bomb. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow. I swear, on Sunday night, I was listening to the first part of the game on the radio,
mm-hmm.
and it sounded like Hockley made a call. And then he went to blow his whistle, and it sounded like he left the mic open when he blew the whistle.
Oh.
Because it just rang through the broadcast. And they made some mention, well, Hockley making sure his whistle worked there.
You know, you're lucky, too, because if you do anything, it'll be forever played on this show.
Yeah, oh, I know.
You know, we don't even know Ed Hockley, and this is, you know.
We didn't let the team go because we were stretching out balls. It is fourth down. Reset the play clock to 25 seconds.
It's a good thing his microphone works tonight because he's given us some great interpretations.
Stretching his balls.
Stretching.
So I want you to do something like that. That was on the microphone, too.
There'll be a day. I'm
I know
sure.
There'll definitely be a day. Yeah.
There'll be a day.
We'll back you.
Yeah, we'll be kind.
We'll be kind. You know us.
So last week, I had a guy.
You were in Arizona, right?
Yeah, in Arizona, and he was in the end zone. Arizona and Jacksonville.
Okay,
which is actually a pretty
good game. Yeah,
then kick a field goal at the end of the game to win it.
Yeah.
There's a guy in the end zone, and he's behind and he's yelling just. And I look, and he's standing up. He's just standing up by himself, and he's just on me. I mean, it's you. You know,
every swear word in the book. Did you make a bad call? He thought it was a bad call.
Yeah, well,
or he just didn't like you.
He just didn't like me.
Yeah, okay.
34. You know, it's 34, and you know, it's all
F bomb this, F bomb that.
Man, you know, and there's women and kids and everybody else right there. I'm like, dude, somebody get on him.
Yeah.
Right?
Can you throw a flag?
And of course, every time I look back at him, it even incites him more.
Oh, so, yes, you're afraid to look at him.
I just want to go, man. Get,
you're lucky you didn't turn the mic on near him then. Well, he was in the end zone, though, right?
Okay.
Yeah, and you really can't say anything about that, can you?
And I
go to security and say that guy's being a jackass.
Well, ultimately, if it's bad enough, I guess if he does something that I could ask security to.
But you would think fans would be around him would say, "Shut up, I got kids here." You know?
But he's like, "Hey, 34, who are you? We don't know who you are. You suck." You know, all that kind of stuff.
We don't know who you
are. And so he's saying, "Who are you? Who are you?" And I'm thinking to myself, and I swear, I'm like, "What would Todd and Tyler say right to this guy right now?"
I'm hot ref. That's what I would say about you.
I was thinking, "I'll go ask your mom." Basically. Anyway, always it did not happen.
Always question. Always say what would Tyler do in that situation,
and then go opposite, and then go opposite to save your job.
That's the thing. You think that, and then get it out of your system.
If he says, "Ask your mom," he's out of a job. Yes. Man, he goes out in blaze of glory, man.
I swear to God, it was.
Ask your mom.
Last weekend, last game, and I thought, "Whoa, man, wouldn't that have been something?"
That'd have been killer, dude.
That'd be the perfect point for those NFL Films cameras to be around. Yeah, and we get to see
ask
that.
Ask your mom.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. And that was the last game.
But it's funny, you get people like that. It just, you know, will just. Stand up and
well,
just,
it's good
and
thing
just
you're sober.
On,
actually, it's
you
know, good thing
the
you're
refs
sober
and everything else, and yeah. It's funny.
If you were,
because it wasn't like
there.
We just blown a call or anything like that. It's right. Just you know, middle of the game,
just yelling for no reason.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Cardinal fans.
I tell my wife, I mean, it's just not you're not yelling at me. It's just the jersey.
It's the jersey.
You know?
It's 34.
Right. Yeah,
it's the white hat and the
every
jersey.
Game. Does somebody get on you every game?
It, you know, you usually get some coming either going back into the tunnel or coming out the tunnel at halftime or whatever. You get close because there are times. Usually, I'm pretty far away because I'm in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
But there are times, you know, especially with kickoffs where I'm down now, I'm under the goalpost waiting for TV to come back.
Right.
And we're pretty close to some people. At
other than Viking fans who are the most well-behaved.
Patriot fan, I'm sure Patriot they love you fan. There. Yeah.
No, I don't like
sure they love you there.
They know them in New England still.
I tell that story and I'd say
have
it,
you been
but
back
it is
in
pretty
New
rare.
Since?
I mean, it's pretty rare.
You've been back in New England since?
I haven't been to New England for a while.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
Brady says I don't like you.
Do you not want to answer the question who the kindest fans are?
Well, I, you know, honestly, though,
all depends
the story
right?
I just told is that's kind of a rarity. It doesn't happen all the time to that degree, but for the most part, it's good.
Yeah. I mean,
it's
so all of them?
They're mostly.
Yeah. That's a cop out.
Every stadium's got its jackasses and its nice people.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
He sidestepped that one.
Yeah.
And then there's Oakland.
Yeah. I love the people. I love all people.
Yeah.
He's a man of the people.
I love all people. That's actually not true.
So the Cowboys will be on tonight, and then it's because they couldn't flex them out of a Thursday game. And
you're right.
Typically, if the Cowboys are on that afternoon slot on a Sunday, the NFL is pretty happy about that exposure, particularly when they're playing the New York market, which they are next week. Cowboys-Giants was the late afternoon, most of the country, national window kind of game.
3-4 o'clock.
That would have been the 3:25 game local.
What'd they do?
They flexed them into noon.
I didn't know you could flex them. I always thought they just took the night game and flexed it.
No, they move around those afternoon games.
They flexed them to noon.
They took them out. They took them out of that afternoon window.
Because it's the Giants,
spot.
Too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, the Giants are brutal.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, Eli was running a scout team yesterday, by
really?
The way, which is pretty classy of him.
Yeah.
But so they flexed it out for Eagles, Rams, or Seattle and Jacksonville. It shows you where the Cowboys and Giants are at these days.
And yeah, I suppose if somebody gets flexed into a good game, that means another two teams got flexed
into back in the noon.
Crappier game or a crappier time slot.
Yep, and the wishy-washy New York media who bashed Eli for 2 years and now are saying he deserved better.
Yeah.
He deserved better.
He's going to end up with somebody else. He'll be a Jacksonville quarterback next year, they're saying. Because that's where Coughlin's at. Right?
Very possible. Tom Coughlin still loves it.
I've been hearing that yesterday.
Yep. And
is he cool? Eli's, you just quiet. I know you don't like to talk
both.
Bad about quarterbacks, but they're the guys you react to. I mean, you've said things, at least kind things about quarterbacks. You won't say bad things about quarterbacks, at least on the air you won't. but you said Eli needs decent dude.
He's cool, and he's just quiet. He isn't.
Okay.
You know, he's been in the league a long time. He's still a yes sir, no sir kind of guy.
Is he really?
Yeah, wow.
He's cool.
That's pretty cool.
Much,
all
yeah.
Right. Not good or bad, but which coach have you interacted the most with? I mean, it could be good conversation. It could be him jawing at you. But is there one coach that talks a little more than, or has talked to you a little more?
You know what the nice part of what we do
is
training camp. When we're in training camp with the team for 3 or 4 days, that really gives you an opportunity to meet and get to know not only the players but the coaches and the staff.
And they're not mad at you because you're practice.
It's a good environment at that point because, you know, game day is just so
tense, man.
Yeah.
It is.
And how many camps do you go to? Because you were in Houston this year, right?
Yeah, I went to two this year.
Okay.
So we were in Houston, but we were in training camp at the Greenbrier in West Virginia.
Oh, that's right.
Which was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
So we were there for 4 days. and a little football, a little golf in the afternoon. Yeah. A little football, golf in the afternoon.
It was kind of American dream. Blakeman, ladies and gentlemen.
Peace out.
Was it more like a little football in the morning and a lot of golf in the afternoon?
Yeah, well, yeah, it was great. And so, and then we were in Jacksonville with a training camp where they teamed up with the Buccaneers.
You saw them all.
So we had 3 days there, and then we worked the Thursday night game between the two teams, which was
not
great.
Hot in Jacksonville.
But that's really, really where I get you get to know, like, you know, because the kind of coaches are a more relaxed atmosphere, so you get to know them, you know, and they're all good people. They really are.
And I would think the coaches are on the hot seat can be a little.
Like turd
intense
cutter.
During the game, during the game, like McAdoo right now.
I seem to recall when Harbaugh was with the Niners. I seem to recall watching a game where he was just up in your face. But that's what he does. Harbaugh is that guy.
Yeah.
He's always yelling and
Untuck
screaming.
Your sweatshirt, you dumbass. That's what I would say.
I mean, think about it. You know, we all know football well enough. I mean, those 3 hours. Once we kick off those 3 hours, it's 3 hours. I mean, it's just high intensity.
Oh my God!
I mean, it's
you have to keep it running, man.
Sure. Any head coach can get really intense. I'm sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so I recognize that, and we give them that leeway. You know, we're not quick to flag stuff like that, just because. These guys are high stress.
Yeah, they're high stress. It's their gigs, right?
One play can make a difference. One foul can make a difference.
How about their line judge? If he's getting his ear chewed off or something, does he come over to you like, he's being loud to me. Like, help me out, man. Back of dork won't leave me alone.
And have you been in anything close to the Crabtree Tlaib situation?
Oh, yeah.
Last week.
Wild.
Big fight.
Not to that degree, but we've had scuffles on the field before. I'll say 4 or 5 years ago, we were playing Houston against Tennessee, and it was Andre.
Oh, that was the
Andre receiver. Johnson.
Andre Johnson and the
DB. Grimes?
No, but
I forget the other
couple guys.
But yeah,
but it was pull helmets off and go at it, helmets at each other, kind of thing. And then
you step in the middle of that, you get knocked down too.
I know.
Because you don't have a helmet on, man.
Oh, there was a ref that got knocked over this weekend in that scuffle.
Yeah, there was.
He got decked.
We kind of joke about it, but that looks like one of the most unsafe and scary places, like in America, the middle of an NFL like hate scrum.
Yeah,
and the language, big, strong young guys,
the hate and the anger,
and every one of them is younger than Cleet.
Right.
And you're the one guy without pads and a helmet.
Cleet might be in shape, but he's younger than all these dudes, man.
Except Bo Jackson.
Except for
not
Bo Jackson.
But honestly, what we're told is you get into that situation. Number one, you protect yourself, but number two, don't grab a player from behind.
Oh,
because they don't know who
it was. I'm around swinging.
It's like get in between them. Don't get, because if you grab them from behind, there you're going to end up.
Dude, it's me. Why would Marshawn Lynch? He grabs the referee.
Oh yeah, situation.
He was trying to push him away, and then
he realized it was a ref.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm
sorry, man.
My bad, homie.
Yeah, it's one of those reaction things, and it's like, oh no. But they know when we step in, you hope. But that thing last weekend was. Just not good.
No, the one they need to be suspended.
Tlaib had that backwards. He shouldn't have been beating up Raiders. He should have been beating up his offense.
Yeah, those Broncos are bad.
Yeah.
I was with a buddy of mine last night that lives in Denver. He said they're not talking much about the Broncos out there. The Denver fans are just
it's hockey season.
They're depressed.
How about them Avs?
They're depressed like the fans here are. Same thing.
Yeah.
Quick break. Come on back.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.